We have some news this week in a very interesting lawsuit that happened. The Chicago Park District has finally reached a settlement in a lawsuit that was filed over the removal of a Christopher Columbus statue. As you remember, there was a lot of unrest in that summer of 2000, and it led to the removal of three statues of Christopher Columbus. And one of these lawsuits has been resolved, and we're going to be talking to Ron Onesti, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, and the committee's attorney, Eric Rico Mirabelli, one of the best lawyers in the city. Ron, Rico, thank you for joining me.
So nice to talk to you, Karen. Oh, my gosh.
We lost Rico, but we can talk to you first, Ron. So let's talk. Let's talk, Ron. You're involved heavily in these Italian issues. And when the statue was removed, which statue are we talking about and where was it?
Well, Karen, it was the Regal Park statue that was, one of the things that people don't realize, it's an actual relic of the 1892-1893 Chicago World's Fair, the Columbian Exposition. So not only is it valuable to the Italian-American community for what it stands for, but it's also valuable to Chicago community because it's an art piece.
Absolutely. And so the decision was made, I believe, by the Lightfoot administration, if I'm not mistaken, to remove three of these statues. And to your knowledge, where did these statues go when they've been in hiding now? Like, were they stored somewhere secret?
Yes, they're at a Chicago, and continue to be at a Chicago public, Chicago Park District warehouse. And frankly, when I first saw them, because that was part of my negotiation with them, we needed to see them. The statues, and when I first saw him, was actually almost seeing like a family member. You know, it was face down, and there's so much spray paint on it. It was just really, really terrible, very disrespectful, and it was one of the reasons that caused the lawsuit in and of itself.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about the details with Rico, who is the attorney for your organization. But what, yes, you know, without getting too political and into the weeds here, because this is a legal show, but what is the organization, your Italian organization's view on Christopher Columbus and his piece in world history?
Well, you know what? It's really not the issue, Karen, to be honest with you, especially from a legal standpoint. You know, we're the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, and we're the Congress of 50-plus Italian-American organizations in the city of Chicago area. And back in 1968, the organization inked a deal with the city and the Chicago Park District to maintain the statue, to put the statue back up, and to pay for it all with the pennies, nickels, and dimes from the community. And this was actually memorialized in a contract. And I happened to do a FOIA, and we found it. Enrico Mirabelli had come to our rescue, along with Frank Samario and Anthony J. Onesto, other prominent attorneys, and we found that we had standing. I guess you'll talk about all that with Enrico. But at the end of the day, it's not really about the what Columbus did 600 years ago. It's what Columbus has come to mean over 140 years to the Italian-American community, representing the immigration, representing hope and faith, and just the good tidings of coming to America, you know, and people have to realize that it's about respecting everything about, I mean, other cultures. So you may or may not agree with what we it represents, but please respect what we believe in.
Understood. Rico, we're going to take a break in a minute, but I do want to talk to you briefly about this contract. Tell us a little bit more about how this contract was reached back in the 1960s.
Karen.
Go ahead, Rico. I'm sorry.
There was a Columbus committee that was formed by Oscar D'Angelo and a number of other prominent Italian-Americans, and they actually signed a contract with Ed Kelly in the Park District. It was approved by the Park District, and they agreed to maintain the Columbus statue and the Columbus Plaza in perpetuity. And it was that contract that gave us the standing to bring a suit for what we call specific performance. Once they took it down, the mayor, we wanted the Park District to fight with us to put it back up. But they didn't fight on our side at that time. They kind of succumbed to whatever the city wanted to do with the statue.
A hotbed issue at that point, but a contract is a contract. Let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about this. We're talking to Enrico Mirabelli, who is the lawyer for the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, and Ron Onesti, who's the president. You're listening to WGN. We are here talking to Ron Onesti, who is the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, and Rico Mirabelli, who's the attorney for that organization. We're talking about a Chicago Park District settlement with the organization about the removal of the Columbus statue from Auriga Park. Let's talk a little bit about what the settlement is. Rico, you helped negotiate this settlement. I assume that everyone is very happy with this. What are the terms of the settlement?
Well, Carol, let's not assume everyone is happy, but everyone should be happy, because the terms of the settlement are that the Christopher Columbus statue that was in Auriga Park is coming back to the Italian community, and it will be on Taylor Street, but it will be indoors. And that was a safety concern that the city and the park district had over the property. So we will get the statue back on a loan on a number of consecutive leases or loan agreements. The second part is that the city and the park district will replace Christopher Columbus statue in Auriga Park with a statue of an individual of Italian-American descent or Italian descent who has contributed to the community in Chicago or the Italian community nationwide. So those are the two main points of the litigation and how it was resolved.
And as you and I both know, having practiced law together for many years, the best sign of a settlement is that both parties walk away a little bit upset, right? So not everybody got what they wanted, but it sounds to me like a really happy solution to this problem. Just a question, Ron, like, what is this statue? How big is it? Because you're saying you're going to bring it inside somewhere, but how tall is it actually?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of an optical illusion when you add the base and all the elements to it, but it's actually only about 10 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
And we're putting it inside of a building right on Taylor Street. It's going to be called the Chicago Museum of Italian Immigration. It's going to tell the stories of the families who came here from 1870 through 1970 about, you know, establishing a new life for their family here, coming from Italy, and what they did to contribute to the development of this great city.
Interesting. So this is a museum that is not up and running yet?
That's correct. We're putting this museum together partially for this purpose, you know, partially because we do need, our community needed it anyway. But, you know, as I mentioned on the onset of the interview here, that it is a relic from the 1892 World's Fair, and so there'll be a small exhibit about the Columbian Exposition of 1892-1893 in there. And what better piece of history than the Columbus statue itself.
Interesting. Okay, now let's talk about the nominations for the replacement of this statue. I mean, and I'll start with you, Rico, what names have you heard being bantered about to replace Christopher Columbus?
Well, so far, there are no names bantered about officially. Now, Mr. Onesti can speak to that better than I, but I can tell you that the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, when they set up the committee to get proposals, we will, as the JCCIA, have a member on that committee to represent our interest in the selection process. But it's already, let me be clear, Karen, it's already agreed by our settlement that the person selected will be of the Italian heritage. That was one of the most important parts of the entire settlement agreement, and the Park District and the city agreed in writing to do that. But as for names, I defer to Mr. Onesti.
Okay, Mr. Onesti, let's hear it. Who are we thinking about?
Well, aside from a beautiful statue of Attorney Conti, which is amazing.
Hey, you know what?
Ron, Karen Conti.
I don't need pigeon stuff on my shoulders. No, I don't think so.
you got enough of it, huh?
I had enough of it.
So a very good suggestion, I think, you know, would be Mother Cabrini. She's the first American canonized saint, and she was born in Italy, and she had a lot of effect, especially around that community with Cabrini Hospital. She's responsible for over 60 orphanages, schools, and hospitals around the world, and that just makes a lot of sense. So that will definitely be one of the names considered, but, you know, that's what the committee's purpose is.
And any other names that you like? I mean, Sylvester Stallone. Is it somebody who you want to have a connection to Chicago? Is that kind of the common thread here?
Well, you know, I think, again, this is personal now, not officially speaking. If you can get someone that represents the Italian heritage, the city of Chicago, the neighborhood of Taylor Street, I mean, that's probably the best case scenario, I believe. I mean, you know, names such as Enrico Fermi has come up, even Frank Sinatra, who knows? But again, you know, there's going to be a vetting process out, and there'll be RFPs, and, you know, people will be heard, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of options. So these are just talking points right now.
If anyone has any suggestions, you can call in here, 312-981-7200. Serious suggestions only. I think I have somebody saying...
Good luck on that one, Sharon. Good luck on that one.
We've got Michelangelo. Actually, we've got a texter who says we have so many more interesting Italian Americans to be proud of. Da Vinci, Michelangelo, the superb cuisine. Why do they need to honor those whose ventures led to torture and murder and subjugation? Then now we're not going to get into that issue because I think that's for another type of show. But I know that is a sentiment, and that's a sentiment that you have. Been fighting when you're dealing with the suit, but I think that this resolution will kind of cover both of those things. You know, you're going to take it in house. You're going to, preserve the art of it. You're going to preserve the history of it, and there's going to be a new statue that hopefully will not have paint thrown on it. So I think I like this settlement.
It was interesting, Karen. I'm sorry. It was interesting. Sure. There was a city council meeting about it, and the commissioner of DCase had said, regardless if the statue or monument is controversial, it still should be celebrated and discussed. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and you have a texter from 847. Please tell Ron he's awesome. Mother Cabrini was a great and courageous leader. Signed, Ron's wife. That's nice that your wife called in. That's great. I don't know about that. She wouldn't be listening to you. She really rarely listens to you, Ron. So there are two other statues that have been removed. Do we know either one? Rico, do you know where those statues are? And do you know what the status of where they're going to go?
Those are two questions there, Karen. The first answer is one of the statues is at the Park District Warehouse with the Arrigo Park Columbus statue. Those two are together. The Drake statue from 1909, it's a small one of about 6 to 7 feet. Throughout the entire litigation, no one would tell us where it's at. I got the impression Park District did not even know where they have it. So I don't know where that one's at. And as to what's going to happen to them, because our lawsuit was limited to the Arrigo Park statue, they would never entertain a discussion about that. It was a non-starter. We tried to, negotiate for all three statues, to return all three statues. They would never go beyond the terms of this contract. So I think Ron has plans on what he'd like to do with, the Grant Park statue, but I leave that to Mr. Onesti again.
And what do you think, Ron?
Well, that is, as Rico put it so eloquently, that's a topic that needs more discussion. I know the city has some ideas what they want to do, where it once stood. But yeah, that's our next hurdle.
Yeah. Well, you have to come back and talk about it. I do want to talk about an upcoming event, the Dante Awards, and it's a yearly event that your organization, the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, holds. And we have one of our own, Walter Jacobson, is getting an award. Can you tell us about this program and what Walter is being given?
Absolutely. It's an annual event, as you mentioned, since the 70s, and it's a way for our Italian-American community to recognize the members of the press, such as yourself, Karen. We invite them over, and we have two awards. We have the Dante Award, that's named after the poet Dante Alighieri, and this year it's going to Lynn Sweet, who is the Chicago Sun-Times Bureau Chief of Washington, D.C., 30-year veteran of Chicago Sun-Times. And the Dominic DeFrisco Award for Lifetime Achievement is going to former Dante Award recipient Walter Jacobson, one of the sweetest guys on the planet. I know how well you know him, Karen. Just what a great guy.
He is. And, you know, he did not, you know, he was so, it was so sad to see him retire, but so was happy because he of such a great career. I mean, 5 decades of Emmy Awards and all the awards possible. And yes, he's a lovely man. And I don't know what he's going to do in retirement. He's probably going to be doing perspectives in his sleep, but this will be a nice award. And then also, too, when I got a texter that says, why doesn't the Park District donate it to a museum? And I assume that that's something that has already been discussed. Any comments on that, Ron?
Yes, they're not really in any mood to donate anything right now, because we definitely went down that road. Please give it to us, we'll take care of it. So it's a controversial issue. I mean, it is. And the fact that we've gotten this far is really, it's amazing, number one. And number two, it's a true testimonial, and I got to say this, to Enrico's commitment to this project, along with Frank and Anthony Onesto's, Frank Samario's commitment. So, you know, it's not where the city wants to be right now. They're just on loans. But, again, this is definitely a topic for conversation coming up very, very soon.
And congratulations, both of you. I know Rico is a fabulous lawyer, and I'm sure it took a lot of, not, you know, litigation takes two things. It takes some force, and it takes some good knowledge of the law and ready to litigate, but it also takes some diplomacy and some olive branch extensions. And Rico, you're great at both, and I congratulate
you.
Ron Onesti and Enrico Mirabelli, thank you so much for joining us on WGN. Come back again soon.